So it's Memorial Day weekend. Summer movie season is upon us.
Disney Pixar invite you to discover a lost world.
And it seems as if all the animated films are coming out in 3D.
Yeah! Hi, Mr. Frederickson. Please let me in.
First there was Bolt, then came Monsters vs. Aliens, and now the new film Up.
All right.
Disney Pixar's Up, presented in Disney Digital 3D.
And big-time directors like James Cameron and Robert Zemeckis are currently filming live-action 3D movies. 2009 may turn out to be the year that 3D becomes more than just a gimmick. And Studio 360 got a very exclusive sneak preview of some 3D movies in development right now.
Welcome to AMC's First Look, where we bring you the coming attractions before the coming attractions.
In this thrilling sequel to Titanic, Kate Winslet returns to the role that made her a star. It's 1917, and Rose Dawson is about to board the Lusitania. She never thought she could overcome her fear of steamships. She didn't think her heart could go on. All that changes when she meets the dashing pilot, John Calvert, played by Ryan Reynolds.
Love, on the other hand, you know, you'd run away from a word like that.
That's why I trusted.
I love you.
But Rose has another date with destiny. A German U-boat, disguised as an iceberg, torpedoes the Lusitania. Forget the past. You can't tell yourself it's just a movie when you're colliding 700 feet into the ocean in windswept, water-churning 3D. But this time, Rose and John are captured by U-boat Captain Wolf von Stroheim, played by Willem Dafoe.
The ship. I don't think the ship is necessary.
That's right. He sank the Lusitania and the Titanic.
I want to see her now.
Stop it!
This summer, get ready to sink like you've never sank before. Board the Lusitania in 3D from 20th Century Fox and Paramount Pictures.
In 1980, Robert Redford brought our darkest secrets to life. Now, this masterpiece can finally be seen as it was originally intended. Ordinary People in 3D. You'll feel like a third patient sitting in the room with Judd Hirsch as he pulls out the three dimensions of Timothy Hutton's tortured psyche.
$50 an hour, can't you decide if I should have a pill or not? I mean, you're a doctor. I'm supposed to feel better, right?
Little advice about feeling, kiddo. Don't expect it always to tickle.
Academy Award-nominated actress Mary Tyler Moore reprises her role as Beth Jarrett in brand new 3D footage.
French toast.
I'm not really hungry.
Not hungry? You're not hungry.
Go inside the kitchen sink as she stuffs French toast down her disposal and sparks an emotional war with her son. Painstakingly reformatted, featuring a remastered score from Paco Bell's Canon, get ready to meet ordinary people all over again in naturalistic 3D.
Ryan Gosling takes on the role of a lifetime when he portrays the greatest actor of our time, Sean Penn, in the new biopic, Penn.
I'm one man, what do, you know?
You'll feel like you're slipping a ring on Madonna's finger when Sean Penn's 1985 wedding is reimagined in totally asymmetric 3D. Become the paparazzi and experience the weight of Sean Penn's fist in bare-knuckled 3D. And get ready to join Sean Penn on stage at the Kodak Theater when he accepts his third Academy Award in spine-tingling 3D.
Sean Penn,
you commie, homo-loving sons of guns.
Shot on location in Iraq, Iran, Cuba, and Venezuela, DreamWorks Pictures is proud to present Penn.
I know that, dude.
Do I really need to point out that those 3D movies are non-existent? None of the companies named are actually producing those titles yet. Studio 360's Eric Molinsky conceived, wrote, directed, and produced our trailers. Coming up, ever look at a piece of art in a museum and think, I could do that? We put our reporter to the test.
What is on your wall is a copy of a work that an artist made.
It could never be a silhouette, even
no.
If it's... So do you think what I did was wrong? Is it like theft?
Well, sort of.
That's just ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International, and WNYC. Stay with us.